So we have a short shmooze this week. It's Parshas Bo. And we have, before we begin, we have just to welcome our special guests from years past, Baruch Hashem. So great to see Chevra, Zach, Shaul, Sammy, Gabe, Shimon was here before, maybe he's coming back, I'm not sure. It's always nice to welcome back. I wouldn't say old Talmidim, there's no such thing as old Talmidim. Talmidim or Talmidim? Old, new, young, fresh, Baruch Hashem. It's very, very special to have everyone back here. We only have a little time because we'll dive in shortly, so I'll just share with you one quick, beautiful idea, though, that I think maybe it was worth 6,000 miles to come here, maybe. Not sure?
We'll see
in a second. So we know the beginning of Perek Yud Beis is the first mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael is commanded as a people. The first mitzvah is the Chodesh Zalachem, mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And right after that comes the commandment in the Torah to take a karban and prepare the Karban Pesach. It says in the Pasuk, Be'asor l'chodesh hazeh, on the 10th day of the month of Nisan, the 10th day of this month, v'yikchu la'em, they will take for themselves, ish, a man, selaveis avos, selavais, a sheep for each house, household, a sheep for the house. This is the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, separating the Karban Pesach, and getting ready for the mitzvah of Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim. The obvious question is, when was the Karban Pesach brought? What day of the month? What day was the month? It was brought on which day?
14th.
On the 14th in the afternoon. It was eaten on the 15th at night, correct? Why in the world is the Torah telling me to bring, to separate this Karban on the 10th day of the month? It's so much time. So much time. How much time do we need? So there are reasons that we know. We probably were taught reasons in elementary school. There are different reasons. One reason is to give Bnei Yisrael a chance to be involved in mitzvot before left Mitzrayim. It's well known. It's also brought down 4 days to check the animal, see if there's a mum in the animal, if there's a blemish in the animal. We get that. That makes a lot of sense. The Meshech Chachma, one of my favorite svarim, and there are a lot of favorites that I have, but one of my favorite svarim, the Meshech Chachma has a beautiful original insight as to why it is that the Torah said, wait, take it 4 days before the karban is brought. And he suggests the following beautiful pshat. He said, listen, imagine the scene. I've also imagined the scene. You're in Mitzrayim. You're slaves for hundreds of years. You have the Egyptians exactly where you want them. After all, Makas Pechoros. They're all dying left and right. There couldn't be a better opportunity for Bnei Yisrael to leave. And yet, says the Meshech Chachma, Hashem wanted to train Bnei Yisrael that we are not people that just go on instinct. We don't just do what we feel at the moment. We don't act impulsively and instinctively. We act based upon one thing, Hashem's command. And Hashem wanted to train us on both sides to have this golden midah, this golden trait of patience. The golden midah, and I really say a golden midah, which there are many golden midos, many very special midos, but one of those very special midos is the midah of savlanut, the midah of patience, which Klal Yisrael was built into the fabric of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Before you leave, don't just leave because you want to leave now. Wait. You want to leave? Sorry, you can't leave yet. Not yet. You want to go? Not yet. But I need to go. Not yet. You have to wait. Day one, day two, they're watching. And they're waiting. When's the time going to come? Finally, only when the green light comes from Hashem to leave Mitzrayim, to leave Mitzrayim. And that's the suggestion of the Meshech Chachma to explain why 4 days before they were commanded. They look at the carpet every day. When's it? Not yet. I both said this midah of patience, which is in the fabric of Tzim Tzim, is such a very, very precious and important midah. We could talk about it for a long time. I'm not going to, but I want to just develop a little bit with you. The Chazon Ish, in his Sefer Emunah B'Tachon, writes the following thing. He writes, we think, in general, in life, there's good midos and bad midos. What's good midos? If you're happy, that's a good midah. If you're depressed, that's a bad midah. What's a good midah? If you are zariz, if you're a very quick and hasty person, that's a good midah. What's a bad midah? If you're a lazy boy, if you're an atzlan, that's a bad midah. That's what we think. Says the Chazon Ish, at the root of all midos is really one good midah and one bad midah. What is that? The bad midah will start with bad and end with good. The bad midah is just doing exactly what you feel. Letting your life just carry its course out the way it's going to go. I feel like sleeping now, I sleep. I feel like getting up now, I get up. I feel like eating this now, I eat it now. I feel like doing this behavior right now, I do it. That's just going on autopilot. Says the Chazon Ish, that's the root of all bad midos. Chazon Ish writes, you'll be a great Baal Gaiva. Just act upon your haughtiness. You'll be a great Baal Kas. And whenever you feel angry, just act angrily. The root of all bad midos is just letting things go with the flow. And the root of all good midos is, says the Chazon Ish, going against your tide. Stopping. I love yellow Doritos, the Tom TV. They're delicious. So the person that's not a Bamidos says, you know what? Grabs it like an animal, rips it apart, and just stuffs his face until he has, until the next bag comes. That's the Namamidos. The Bamidos says, you know what? I like these. I'm gonna touch myself. I like these chips, they're good. You know what? I'm gonna wait a minute. I don't need them now. I'm not an animal that has to devour them in a second. I have Midos. I'm gonna control Midos. I have patience. I have Savlanut. I'm not a beast that just grabs whatever's in its way. You're driving a car. I don't mean to make the guys that don't drive now this year a little bit feel bad, so I won't give this muscle too long. But the guys that are driving this year can preach this more. You're driving a car. In front of you, this happens all the time. In front of you, it's Murphy's Law. In front of you is an old lady. The proverbial old lady driving a car. You know, she's 85 years old. She's sitting like this on the wheel. She could barely get her head above the wheel. And in a 65 mile hour zone, she's driving 25, 30. Samus Burns like, no, 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 no. And most people are like, oh my gosh, beep, beep, beep. Might be different if you're from New York or from out of town. How loud do you beep? How long it takes you to beep? But punk, whatever, honk, however you call it. You know what? Lamaisa, you know what the Bamidos does? He says, this is a great opportunity to work on my patience. This is a chance to say, you know what? I can work on my midos. I may have to get somewhere. You know, I may have a very important meeting to get to, and I'm going to be 5 minutes late, and who knows? But you know what? I'm not going to lose the battle along the way. I'm not going to lose the battle. I have an opportunity. The opportunity is to work on my midos. Abosai, this mida is golden when you drive. This mida is golden when it comes to eating. This mida is golden in relationships. You have a great dis. You know what a dis is? A dis. You know what a dis is? Should I remind you what a teacher? You guys know what a dis is, no?
Like a sit burn.
Like a sit burn? I don't know what sit burn means. But I know what a dis is. A dis is like I have a great comeback, a great insult to somebody.
Yeah. We all knew what it was.
Sit burn.
Okay, I don't know what that means. I don't know that, excuse me, I might have to learn some more lingo, maybe not.
Ready.
But, I'm sorry. I hope it's okay. Abosai, I have a great opportunity to get back at somebody, to make a comeback. You know what? Everyone around the table is going to laugh. I'm going to get all the crowd support. You know what? The person that doesn't have midos and that's not working on his midos says, yeah, let's go. Great opportunity. Let's go. If I don't say it, I'll be like the biggest loser. And if I get it, I'll win so many points. That's what they think. Baal Midos says, you know what? Mum's the word. I'm not saying I have a good line. I'm creative. You know what? I get tzchar. I'll close with this. The Gemara says in Meseches, I think it's Chulin. I'm not sure. The Gemara says on the pasuk Tola Eretz Al Balima, and the world is hanging literally on nothing, on zero. Think about it. This universe, the earth that we live on, is suspended like we lived yesterday in Yeshua Torah, many of us. And a tremendous galaxy with galaxies and thousands and millions and trillions of stars. We're one little speck. In the global, but we're nothing. We don't even exist, right? What's the world? How's the world staying in the air? What's keeping the world afloat? So the pashat in the pasuk is nothing. The world is standing on air. Gravity, you'll call it gravity. The Gemara has different drasha. The Gemara says, you know what the world is standing on? Tola eretz al balima. Hashem is suspending the world on a person who's bolim piv b'shas meriva, which means he's in the middle of a fight, and instead of coming down strong with that comeback, he says, says the Gemara, he's holding up the world. Tola Eretz. In his merit, the entire world is being suspended up in midair. That's a schus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't only want things out of Mitzrayim, as we learn this week's parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to train us to be unbelievable Bali Midos. And there are so many Midos that Hashem could train us in and could help us attain and acquire. They're all very, very chashuv, but Rabosai, the Rabbanu Shalom chose, according to the Meshech Chachmas Pshat, the midah of savlanut, the midah of patience. Yeah, you want to go out of Mitzrayim? Not yet. You looking? Not yet. Not yet. You want to go to the coffee room in the middle of Seder because you're really feeling that hot chocolate the way you like it. You know, first you put the water in, let it mix a little bit, then you pour the milk in the way you like it. In yeshiva, you came back, you get a smile on this guy. You really want that hot chocolate? Yeah, fine. You know what? It's fine. Go. But in 5 minutes. Now I'm learning for 5 minutes. I'm pounding in Seder. I overheard a chavrus today in our shir. In our shir, we're not talking for an hour and a half. It's a long time. I don't know if it happened or not. Kol kavod. It's a long time. 5 minutes we could all do. 3 minutes we could all handle. 3 minutes? I could do 3 minutes. This is the idea, the charge that Hashem is giving Bnei Yisrael. You're leaving Mitzrayim, you should understand. You're leaving not just to become regular people. You're leaving to become people that are refined, that have midos, that have beautiful midos. That's what happens throughout Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's what happens throughout our history. That's Be'ezus Hashem, what's going to happen and what is happening to each and every single one of us as we move along in our quest to become fine and refined. They told us. Wonderful Shabbos, Moshe.